Okay, Tov. Just while everyone's taking off the tefillin, quick our Torah, very short and simple. Torah says, "Bereshit bara Elohim Elashamayim et haaretz." Why do we have to start here? Rashi asks the first Rashi of the Torah. The Torah is a sefer haMitzvot, not a history book. Why do I need to know in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us all the mitzvot? Why do I need to know how Hashem created the world? Why do I need to know who Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were? Why don't you just start from Elchodesh Ozelachem? Why don't you just start from the very first mitzvah in the Torah? There was a group of Jews. They were in Egypt. They were freed. God gave them the Torah, and they have mitzvahs. Why do you need all these stories for? What's the value of starting here in terms of Hashem's intent for the Torah without a single word extra? So Rashi says, Pasuk we're going to say tomorrow at Mincha, Koach ma'asav v'gihigid le'amo, latet la'im nachlat goyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show His koach ma'asav, how He created the world, to give us Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael belongs to us, and no matter who comes and complains about it, we say, listen, the owner, the creator, gave us his land. It's up to him to give to whomever he likes. So that seemingly answers the whole question of why do I need the Maaseh Beriah, the creation story, and why do I need the story, the narratives of the Avot? Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, in Emet Yaakov, doesn't agree with that. He thinks that this only answers the first part of the question. Why do I need the creation story? But the narratives of the Avot, that doesn't answer the question yet. Just because Hashem created the world. No, the point is that He gave it to us when we entered Eretz Yisrael and got the Torah, not because of the Avot. So how come we have to have the narratives of the Avot? So in his view, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, it's very simple, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us to be a mensch, to be appropriate in our midot, even without having Torah. Even before the Torah was given in the times of the Avot, Hashem expects you to be a yashar, to be a mensch, to act with good midot. You look at the narratives of the Torah, you see how Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov encounter people who were very, very, you know, below their spiritual standards. And they still acted appropriately with them and respectfully. Even for Sodom, Abraham Avinu was ready to run by Yarek El Chanichav to fight for Sodom, to save Lot, and also to daven for them until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said stop. How come they did this? Because they're all Yisharim. That Yitzchak acted appropriately, spoke respectfully to Abimelech with Derech Eretz. Yaakov and Lavan. Lavan was really a Rasha. Yaakov acted appropriately with Lavan, Derech Eretz, even though Lavan didn't deserve it. That's what it means to be a Yashar. As the Netziv says, that's why it's called Sefer Yashar. Sefer Bereishit is also called Sefer Yashar. Because it's all about the Yisharim. The Avot weren't just huge Talmidei Chachamim. They weren't just huge, huge rabbis. They also knew how to be a mensch. That's why the Churban happened. Because people thought, I know Torah, that guy learns differently than I do, he's a Rasha, he's an Apikores, and he should die. So when he falls into a pit, I don't pick him up, that's Ritzicha. And that's why the Churban happened, because there weren't any Yisharim in Klal Yisrael. So that's the message of Sefer Yashar, of Sefer Bereishit, that we have to become bigger Yisharim. And somebody told me, that's actually what Rashi says also. If you read the last words in Rashi, one of my friends, Judah Max Abitan, told me, Rashi says, Koach ma'asav yigid la'amo, la'tel lahem nachalat goyim, that He wanted to give us Eretz Yisrael, even if the goyim say otherwise, v'natina la'asher yashar be'einav lirtzono. He gives that who was yashar be'einav. You could just say yashar be'einav means the ones He likes. But yashar be'einav also means the one who's a yashar, the one that's Klal Yisrael, that we should always act v'yashut, and b'zochet to see Eretz Yisrael in our hands entirely one day be'ezrat Hashem. And that act of Yashud, by the way, that act of Yashud is Tov Shem, Yishemen Tov. Even if you have Shemen Tov, good oil, you use it up, it's gone. A good name, you can use it as many times as you want. It should be a Leilu Nishmat for who's your side is today? One more time? Shmur Ruven Ben. Ben? Yehudi Rachel. Ruach Adonai Tinichena Megan Eden. Shem Tov should last very, very long. Is that a Shem? Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Shabbat Shalom. David.